I've just been reading in John where Jesus turns the water into wine, and the host accuses the bridegroom of leaving the best till last. And that got me thinking of how this is a principle with God. Maturity, leaving the best till last. And I got to be thinking about my own life, vintage 1936, and how I feel personally that he's saved the best till last, that the wine is pouring now, sweet and clear. There are times when it's been laid down, and there are times when it's been picked up and shaken and turned over, whatever you do with wine. But it's really interesting that in terms of what is going on in the earth right now and what I see prophetically, I think God has indeed again left the best till last. There was a prophecy of Graham Cook some years ago in which the last part spoke of something extraordinary coming out of heaven that would overwhelm his people. And unconsciously, I suppose, I've watched and waited for this. But I sense that now is the time that this overwhelming thing is coming out of heaven. We've seen the Father heart of God. It feels to me in my own heart and life that there is a tenderness, a compassion for that which he created, that is unparalleled pouring out of heaven. Maybe it is just that my heart now is ready to receive it. But it's those three wounds, isn't it? The wound of contrition, the wound of compassion, and the wound of seeking after God. Jesus moved with compassion, healed everyone who came to him. When we are moved with compassion for our fellow believers, for the lost, I think something overwhelming will begin to show that it's coming out of heaven. How's it working out for you?